is I'm going to we're gonna do a small like breathing exercise. Okay, we're gonna do a small breathing exercise. Then after we do the breathing exercise, I have these trigger cards. We're going to take the trigger cards and we're going to you're gonna shuffle. I'm not gonna do anything. You're gonna shuffle and the cards that come out, we're going to kind of discuss and go over. And then after the trigger cards, well, we'll see what happens after the trigger card. But it might be, everybody uses the same bowl, actually. And I'm figuring that's because the same bowls are what assist your energy, basically. Okay, so we're gonna do a single bowl, probably a small single bowl meditation. Depending on what your energy is, it might be like the henna. So all the henna is I basically use the henna to draw signs. It's like drawing symbols, but they're just moving like the energy through your body. So it's, everything here is basically energy based, because everything is energy, right? Your energy, our
Everything
energy,
is, yeah,
the
you can't
microphone
even.
is energy. There you go. Everything is energy. So basically, all I do is use different tools to uplift your energy and to bring you to a different vibration. Okay,
Okay.
so we're gonna start with the breathing exercise first, and then we're gonna do the trigger card. So you can just put your feet flat, put your hands out here. Yep, put your hands a little bit closer to you. Okay, so we're gonna take seven deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Really slow, really labored, just really focus and listen to your own breathing. Okay? Ready? You're gonna shuffle these. So I tell people when they shuffle these, look at me, look at the screen, look up now, do not look at the cards, okay? Just shuffle these and let's see what comes out. Yeah. Just shuffle, yeah.
It's hard, right?
Don't keep shuffling. You shuffle. You
Oh.
just
Don't.
shuffle like this. Yeah, just
What is
do the
it?
side shuffle. Because go ahead. Something does. So you have this energy of like almost like despair. self-defeat, right? You have this energy, like, you know, maybe just when I feel like I'm getting ahead, I get knocked back, and it's starting to kind of make me feel defeated. That's, nope, give me that. Yeah, that's the energy that you kind of come with. And so that's kind of something that you want to kind of tap into and figure out why. It's because it's your mindset. It's your mindset. So you want to take that back. At some point and figure out what it is in your mind that can't wrap around the fact that everything that happens to you is not a negative thing and it's not happening because there's some big plan against you. It's not. The universe is trying to show you something about you and you're too stubborn to see it. You just don't see. So you gotta pay a little bit more attention to you and to the things you allow, because you allow things and then beat yourself up afterwards and you allowed it, so. No?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay, give me two more shuffles and okay. I'll just write these down for my own so I can remember. So you have sulking, anxiety, E-P-Y, and resentful. I didn't get that right, but I that's so. I'm going to hand you this one first, since that was the first one that came up. Anxiety. And I noticed, even while you talk, like, you do a lot of moving, which is a sign of nervousness and anxiety.
I have back anxiety.
Yeah. So, what do you consider your bad anxiety?
Everyday life, like my kids, my other kids, like I'm just basically living for them. So I don't really worry about like myself much.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing. Because if you're not worried about you, you're not really worried about them. Because they can't do anything without you. Right?
Yeah. I worry about, I think, well, yeah, because, like, they said, how you gotta take care of yourself to take care of them.
Yeah, there you go. And giving yourself the bare minimum, you know, the superficial necessities, is not taking care of you.
And I'm not living with your friends. I'm trying for my older kids.
Yeah, so what's going on with your oldest kid?
I'm getting a lot of stuff. I'm hanging with the wrong people. Right? But they're not bad kids. They're not.
Yeah.
And everybody is a parent, but they're not like man, like, I was a parent. They condone my behavior, but I don't.
Yeah. So, it's funny you're saying that because, ironically, they're saying, like, monkey see, monkey do. So, it's like, yeah, okay. But he's kind of just living out the shit that he's made. So, it's an accountability thing on your behalf because you have other kids that you don't want to go down the same path. So, you have to, at some point, say, you know, yeah, they hear me, but what are they seeing? Because that's what they're really going to end up doing. Right?
I don't know. He never went outside. Say he was 13.
No, but like, everything is on the tablet and the phone. Yeah. Everything's on the phone. Everything's on the tablet. Everything is in the video games. That's where it all is. That's where everything is. And sometimes, you know, you feel like, okay, I'm being a good parent by giving them these games and the shit that they want, but what is it really teaching them and subjecting them to? You know, it's not always them hanging with the wrong kids. Because all the kids are subjected to the same things. They watch the same shows, play the same games, the same music. You know?
Yeah.
So it's a different level of accountability. It's not about who, oh, no, nah, he's not a bad kid. He's not with bad kids. No. Of course. But what are all the kids mimicking and wanting to do and wanting to see and be and run behind? And, you know, no parent actually wants to or feels like they're raising a bad kid. No, some are really like, nah, this one's bad. Like, yeah. But for the most part, no. Parents just are subjected to this is what my kid wants to follow behind. So this is what my kid wants to do. And I'm saying that because if you're saying the things with your son give you anxiety, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, then
pretty much like my kids, my life, my relationship, even my son, my friendship.
Okay, but you remember what I said at the beginning? You see what you just said? What did I do to make all this stuff fall apart? I started out by saying what? Yeah. It's your mentality. It's not what did you do to make all this stuff fall apart. It's why is the universe removing these people in these situations, this job, this man? Why does the universe feel like this is not a good thing for me and taking this away from me? If I take a step back and look, well, you know, I wanted her to be my friend, but to be honest, she didn't reciprocate half the shit I did. She wasn't a good friend as me. She didn't do this. She did. I was the one always reaching out. She still actually owed me some money. Like, okay? It's you need to take a step back and look at why these things were taken from me so that you can understand there's something else in the works for you that whoever this person was, people are, they ain't supposed to go with you. They're not there. That's not for them to experience. And sometimes we're removed from people because people become codependency.
Yeah, they just want you for, because I'm helpful. I benefit to a lot of people.
Well, that and the codependency being, I don't want to be alone, so I'm attaching myself to people. When in all reality, I need time to work on myself. But because I don't want to be alone, I'm attaching myself to people that I have no business attaching myself to. Because I don't want to be alone. That kind of codependency. Yeah, there, if you don't really want to face you, then you're never going to get anywhere. You're going to keep going in the same circle, in the same cycles, And you're gonna be pissed off. Really pissed off by the time you hit like 35. Cause you're gonna be with a nigga that ain't shit. That ain't about shit. You're gonna be mad because he ain't doing shit. Just like the other niggas that ain't and wasn't and couldn't. But they could have, but they really didn't give a fuck or want to. Because they were too busy doing what they was doing. It's all about you. It's not even about them. It's about you. You just attract them and accept them and the shit they put you through. Because you don't really see you as a jewel and a gem. Not yet. Not yet. And they keep saying 14. So it's about 14 when all this started.
That's when I'll take care of myself.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to go back to 14 and you want to nurture her a little bit. And explain to her that given the circumstances, you did the best that you could do for a 14-year-old. Because you can't keep walking around, honestly, like a 14-year-old. Because she's still hurt. You can't keep doing it. Because you really want to be an adult parent to your children. And you know exactly what I mean. They deserve all of you. All of you. And you're struggling giving it to them because of her. Because there's a part of her that still says, I had to do this, I had to do that. And you're kind of going to make your kids go through that. They have to do this, they have to do that. And you don't want to do that. Because they don't deserve to feel what you felt. Because you didn't deserve to feel what you felt. You deserve it. But that don't make you a victim.
No, I'm not a victim.
No. No, because you can wear that like a badge of honor. But it's just about you going back and nurturing that part of you. Because at 14, it doesn't seem like a badge of honor. At 14, it seems like a burden to bear. So you gotta go back. At 14, that makes your outlook on the world bitter. And your trust for people non-existent. You gotta go back there. Because think about all your relationships now and the things that I just said. Think about what they were filled with. No trust. You're going back and forth with old baby mamas and old girlfriends and always shit from the past. And you don't never want to do right because you can't. You just keep doing the same shit over and over and over again. With your relationships are just versions of the parts of your life you didn't want to fix. So we're going to go back and start fixing them. But you can have healthy relationships.
I want to have a healthy relationship and healthy life. But no. I just feel like, I don't understand, like, why is this happening to me? It's like I'm the nicest person in the world. Like, I don't know. I'm doing evil stuff. I'm doing nothing.
Let me say something. Everybody has to have trials and tribulations. You, what I say, you can't have a testimony without a test. And when your kids get older, the world is going to be even more wicked than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go through things so that when your kids get older, you can relate and tell them things and guide them and steer them. You're looking at this the wrong way. You're gaining knowledge and wisdom and experience in life. This is what's going on with you right now. When something happens and, oh my God, all my shit, everything, my back's up against the wall. Now you're learning how to navigate under pressure. That's a life skill. Some people fold under fucking pressure. We know that. Okay, look at where we're at. We know that, right? People fold under pressure. You're gaining life skills. Things that you really, really, really need, especially being a mom of three beautiful children. Because they're going to start to stress you out when they get in 2 years. Okay?
Two of them there.
There you go. So, you need this. You need these experiences. You need them. You're not going through anything. The universe isn't taking you through anything that you're not going to need in some way, shape, or form later as a reference point for something. It's going to help you somewhere. Trust me. You're like, oh, how the fuck is it going to help me? You might be sitting somewhere in the grocery store, meet somebody and have to tell them how to do this or do that, something that you've already done. Now, if you just apply here, trust me, I did it. I worked there for them people. They'll help you. You never know. You never know how, which part of your life can help somebody, a child, a family member, even a complete stranger. So take these as experiences. Don't look at them like, you know, this is something that
but how do you take those as a, like, a lesson? Like, it's family, like everything, like people stab you in your back, and then it's supposed to be a lesson learned, and then you know,
so give me an instance where somebody stabbed you in the back. Give me one just instance you could think of off the top of your head where somebody stabbed you in the back.
When a family member, well, my other half.
Okay. And so a family member slept with your significant other. Now, like you said, in a negative, you know, why would this happen to me? Why would my family member go behind my back and sleep with my significant other? And the positive, right? Listen to me. You know you can't trust neither one of them. So something happened to show you who you're really dealing with. So the person that you're laying with is not the person that you think if they would sleep with one of your family members. Okay? And your family member is not as close to you as you feel if they would sleep with your significant other. The universe is trying to show you there are people around you that are disloyal. There are people around you that don't deserve the level of light that you have. Get these motherfuckers away from you. Because somebody that's willing to sleep with a family member of yours, that's too close to home when there are trillions of people in this world. You would sleep with somebody. Okay? So it's just one instance of, if you look at it the right way, that's because then when the relationship really does fall south, or when this person pops up with another baby outside of the relationship and da 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 da, and you're going, oh my God, you had signs. You had signs. So then when you go into the sulking and the feeling bad for yourself and the, why? When this person is only doing what they showed you they were going to do. You only expect from people what they show you. If somebody shows you they're amazing, they're uplifting, they're wonderful, they're there for you, then that's what the fuck they're there for. If somebody shows you they're there to use you, abuse you, manipulate you, make you fit, that's what the fuck they're there for. You don't expect water from a stone. You don't. You have to be realistic. You have to be realistic and you have to be accountable. Because then when it all hits the fan, you can't run around telling 50,000 people what he did when you accepted it. You accepted it. And because you accepted it, you allowed it. So when it blows up in your face, you have to accept and allow that. Right? This is what adults do, but we don't usually operate as adults because then we turn around and we want to start breaking niggas shit, fucking up his cars and all types of other shit. Okay? No. No. You really need gonna do, because yeah, you can take that next. You have to learn to be accountable for yourself on all levels. Because if you don't, you're going to unknowingly teach that to your children, that the level of accountability that they need is only, you know, surface. I'm accountable when I need to be because people are watching, or because it's politically correct, or because the accountability goes deeper than that. If I allow something, I have to be accountable that I allowed it. I can't blame it on another person if I allowed it. I have to go, okay, no. I can't get mad because I did this and this, which put me here, and then this happened, and then this is it. So now, what do I do from here? Now I get to be proactive. So in the future, now if I see somebody that shows the signs of this and this, well, no, I'm not going to fuck with you because I already know where this is going to go. I already see where this is. You're not going to pull a rabbit out your hat. You're going to do the same shit. That's why these things happen to us, because the universe goes, are you going to learn and change? Or are you going to lack accountability and find yourself in the same situation but with a different person? Mad. What are you going to do?
Accept what I need to accept and move on. Don't give it to me.
I mean, I hope you do. And I'm saying it in that sense of where, like, you know, this is not something that you would do in one day. This is something that you actively have to do every time you find yourself in a situation. Because, you know, your life depends on it. It's about you and your life and what you really want. So the sulking card here, right? Say that word for me about 3 good times.
Sulking.
Okay, so how does that, what does that word even mean to you, sulking?
I'm sure.
So, it's okay. That's all right. So, sulking is basically when you get depressed about your current situation. Sulking is when you're constantly in this really, like, down and, you know, I don't want to do nothing. I'm not. It's almost like being depressed.
Yeah. Because it was how it's me. I knew it. Because that's me.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there you go. Okay, so talk about it.
Every day. I don't know. Like, when things, it's just like things start going good. Even sometimes when things go good, I still trust them. And just isolate myself. Because I isolate myself from my kids.
So what do you think kind of triggers that isolation?
It's like when I feel like I'm not doing, like when I know I could be doing better, like I know I should be doing better,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm not going to lie, sometimes I procrastinate about sleeping, but most of the time it just be like, oh, I'm going to go to work for all these 9 hours, 10 hours. Come home, try to deal with these kids. So that's what, like, what my life is like. It's like I don't have time to think. Everything just all hits me at once when it does.
Yeah, so it's like an overload that kind of sends you into a shut down mode.
Yeah, because nobody's gonna be talking to me. They're gonna get mad at me. They're gonna think I have an attitude. She's gonna rub off on them.
So, even the way you said it, right? There are times when you have to be mindful. I can hear it in your voice. You know that. Like, okay, now it's not going to be a good time for me to really, interact with people, because I'm going to end up saying something to somebody that's going to turn into an argument. But there are times when you feel like that and you should interact with people. And I'm telling you this because from here on out, when you feel like that, I'm telling you, or I'm asking you to interact with people, so that when you hit those moments where you want to act a fool, you can check yourself. You can check yourself and go, oh no, I'm not going to do that. Okay? Because what it's doing is it's subconsciously training you that no, we can be bigger than this. We can be better. We don't have to. We're not 14. We don't have to run away from things when we get overwhelmed. We can actually find ways to express how we feel and our emotions and what's bothering us and why we're overwhelmed and why we're frustrated and why we're feeling disappointed and let down. It's about you finding the right way to express how you really feel, because you hold so much. You hold a lot. And you hold a lot too because you want to hold on to this persona that people, this view people have of you that, you're not to be fucked with in a sense. And so because of that, there are certain things that you won't express to people. And that's a detriment to you.
Because I open myself up and it's like a whole world of things. So like, I don't do that anymore. I don't know. I was like, should I be nice? Should I be mean? Which one? I don't know.
You should be nice. Because what you're doing is, in a sense, you're being mean to yourself.
Me being nice, I think people think I'm vulnerable or something.
No. What it is you're being nice and vulnerable to the wrong people if they're taking advantage of you. It's to the wrong people. Because when you're nice to the right people, they're nice back. And they reciprocate back. There are people out here with friends and family members that go above and beyond for them. And it's reciprocal. They do it for each other. So you're just doing this to the wrong people if you feel like people are stabbing you in the back and taking advantage of you. It's the wrong people. That means you're cheating yourself out of a real life. Because a real life entails genuine friendships and connections. That's why, part of the reason why you're not really fulfilled in life. You're a little bit scared of what's to come in your future. You're a little bit nervous because you feel like, I don't really have a purpose. You're trying to find this purpose and I don't understand what the fuck I'm even really here for outside of being a mom and going to work. So it's this energy of my purpose. What is a purpose here? What is the real purpose of being here? You have to sit with yourself. Being in relationships is not going to ever give you a purpose. Okay? No.
I do say this every day, though. I do.
Cool. Yeah, because if they're telling me to tell you this, you know exactly why they're saying it, right? That means you got to chill. You got to chill. Get a toy. She got a chair. Because they need you to focus on you. If you're sitting here, trust me when I tell you, if you're sitting here, then they're saying it's time for you to change. Because you're feeling like it's time for you to change. You just, like you said, procrastinate with even changing the shit with yourself. So they're trying to tell you to stop. Like, it's time. It's time. You don't want years running in the same fucking circle. We are frustrated that you're running in the same fucking circle. And it don't make a difference if you buy this, buy that, do this, do that. It's you. Too. You can't outrun you. It doesn't make a difference if you move. It's you.
Dang, I'm trying to move now. I'm like, if I move, I ain't gonna know nobody. So that's even better for me. That's what I think. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think I don't have the space or the time to just have a time for me to just think. Because if I'm not doing stuff for me or my kids, I'm doing something for everybody. Helping somebody else in every way. Even if it's a babysit, whatever. Anything. Like anything.
Yeah, but listen, that's all voluntary stuff. And that's all voluntary stuff. And once you set healthy boundaries with yourself and then with other people, you won't go through that. But you don't have healthy boundaries because, like I said earlier, you don't really see you. You don't have healthy boundaries because of the shit that you've been through. And the shit that you've been through really have you in a space where you don't feel adequate. So you don't have healthy boundaries because you feel like you go above and beyond for people and they'll reciprocate to you what you're lacking and they're not. They don't. So that's what I'm telling you. You don't have to move. That don't make a fucking difference. You have to find you and take time with you because you know what you do? You'll move and find more people just like the people you left here. You're going to move and then within a couple of weeks, months, I'll see you on Facebook tagging some people in the spot you live in, like, oh.
Yeah, because I'm friendly. Everybody, you have new friends. Like,
exactly.
Then they don't know we ain't friends. Like, what?
Yeah.
They just stop with me. I don't know.
No. You got to work on you. You have to work on you. Period. That's it. You can never outrun you. Doesn't make a difference where you go. Doesn't make a difference what you do. You cannot outrun 14-year-old me. You can't. You can't. And then 22. What happened at 22? Was that a kid?
Today, my daughter.
Okay. Yeah, because it felt like it. Yeah. And so that was, what was that relationship with your daughter's father?
I don't know. Why did you mention it? Well, it was because I had a kid already. So it was like he was there for us. Like, I don't know what happened. The kid is black.
Why would you think your daughter ruined everything?
That's, I don't know what happened to him. But he hated me after that. Like, always so sad about me.
So, again, right, with the accountability thing, okay, there is no, he didn't just up in one day stop liking you, and he didn't stop or leave because of the baby, right? And if it was because of the baby, then that would be a different situation that I'm quite sure it came up before you had the baby, okay? So, you have to be real with your situation and with him, right? Because if he just wasn't ever going to be an accountable father or an accountable parent, then that's just what it was, right? There's no excuse for somebody who, and I'm just saying, right? Let's just say he already had kids that he didn't take care of. So it's like, Did I expect you to be something that you weren't gonna be here when you were already not that? Yeah.
No, I'm both of my kids first.
Yeah. Yeah, so if that's my first child, and I'm just, why would he not want to be there for his first child? Okay. So you can't blame it on the first child. I just, the way you said it was like, you can't say
After a while, I just say it's him.
It's him. That's my point. Yeah, it's him. It's not the child. It's him. That's my point.
13 years later, we still.
Yeah.
But now he actually is being nice. It like apologized to me. A lot of things, like, you know, now. Invite me on birthday, have your home, take my other kids. Maybe making up.
Yeah, because it was him. That whole time. It was him. And so that's the point I'm kind of trying to illustrate. You can't hold on to any baggage that comes from these situations. You can't tie it to the kids. You can't tie it to yourself. These people are these people. These men are these men. And that's it. You let them hold the weight for the shit that they did. And that's it. You start to free yourself from these situations. Let them hold that. That's his cross to bear. Not yours. And I mean that for all your situations. You really have to start looking at your situation in a different, from a different perspective, because that's going to free up a lot of mental space. So the last card you have there, what does that say? I don't know if you can read my crazy.
Resentful.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm. I was about to say, it's probably clear on the other side. Resentful. So, resentful. Tell me some things you're resentful about. Some things you resent that might have happened to you. Situations that you found yourself in. That first one that came to you, tell me about that one.
Was the situation with my mom, me and my mom, well, when I was like younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I really missed my mom because she put me out the house. And she made me be a mom. I had her in a place on my phone and all type of stuff. I had to go through so much. But now that I got older, I look at it as my mom taught me how to be a mom. She told me how to be independent, strong, like, stuff like that. That's what I was looking at, like, every day. And then I just be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is right there. That's what it is. Have you ever talked to her about that?
Yeah, I told her, and then we talked. My mom told we talked to her now.
And so when you talked to her and you told her, you know, I can imagine you talking like, you know, how that made me feel when you kicked me out. But have you told your mom how that really made you feel? Not just for the sake of a conversation to have, but like, no, you don't understand. And really told her, because like I said, you got to be careful, because there's a part of you that is leaning towards that side yourself, to where you're going to end up kicking one of your kids out young, because you don't want to deal with, I don't have to deal with this from you, and da 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 da. Oh yeah, you can hear it. Uh-huh. Yep. So
I told my son, I said, you're going to get out. You're going to go live with your aunt.
Yeah. Okay.
I did. I tried to take him there. Here you go.
You know why, though? You're doing what you saw. You're just repeating the same cycle.
No, I wasn't just trying to ship them away.
No, no, I'm not saying no, but no.
Get a little time to so somebody else can give him somebody that he trusts just as well as he's supposed to trust me. That's always been there. You know, I just try to sit him there for a second while stuff calms down up here.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm ever going to get that kind of. But now my mom's here. My mom be here for all her grandkids. She told me, she said, baby, I love you. And she, because we talk. I don't know. I get emotional. I break down. Start getting, and she wasn't. And I'm like, I thought, why you didn't come home? Like, what's going on? I'm like, you ain't tired of me calling you written.
She'll never get tired of it. Ever. And that's because she's grateful that y'all have the relationship that y'all have now. But she would never get tired of it. But they won't let up on this. So there's still something there. there's still something there. This resentment. There's, if not mom, then there's another situation there. But there's
I got a boyfriend that I've been dealing with for 8 years. It really makes me angry, right? Because I never knew he had somebody else. Until like 4 years. And I'm not gonna lie, I still, this relationship is really So maybe I'm mad at myself and I'm mad at him also.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But I'm not doing anything about it for myself.
And so that would make sense of why you're actually more resentful towards yourself, right? Because you know this is probably a situation you need to let go of, but you don't. You don't, right?
No, I don't. So that's he's good to my kids. Like, it's just not me. Like, good to me too, but just not good, right?
Yeah, but you got to make decisions. Do you want somebody that's just all right, or do you want somebody that's actually for you, that's actually going to uplift you and help you and be a support system and a bunch of other good things that healthy relationships have?
I'd like to have a healthy relationship. Yeah.
There you go. And if somebody can't respect you enough to not deal with you and only you, and at least if they are to be honest and upfront with you, then that's another indication that that's not somebody you want to be with. Or it might be somebody you want to be with, but then you have to accept everything that comes with it, right?
And maybe that's why we keep on going. Maybe that's why we don't. This is why we argue a lot, I think.
You argue a lot because you don't trust him. Yeah, you don't trust him. Yeah, it's written all over your face. You don't trust him. But you have this sense of almost ownership, like that's mine, so you won't let it go. But this is not a healthy attachment. This is that codependency I was talking about. This is not healthy. Because even you say, all that aside, he's okay to the kid. He's better to the kids than he is to you, in a sense. And that's not healthy because you don't want a new relationship with him.
Maybe I just ain't let him go because he's like the dad my kids don't got. They dad's here, but not really just want to do that for me. But he wasn't like my fucking kid.
Yeah, so but imagine if you get with the man you're supposed to get with, how you think he's gonna treat your kids? There you go. You're hindering yourself by settling because you don't want to be alone long enough to get yourself together to find the person that's designed for you, basically. Because even you know, y'all conversations ain't even where they need to be. No, they're on two different levels with conversations. Okay? So, yeah, you have to make yourself uncomfortable long enough so that you can, so it can pay off in the long run. It's short-term sacrifices that give us the long-term benefits and shit that we really want. But you gotta be willing to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice.
For some reason, it felt like you like one of my friends that really, really, like, mentally, really know, like,
so this is kind of why I'm doing these, because I realize that I'm kind of easy for people to talk to, and so a lot of people don't feel like they can talk to me. So almost everybody that sit here be like, I'm fucking nobody, but I can talk to you, and I'm like, that's why I'm here, because the people that don't talk to nobody need people to talk to.
Because if we don't, we just gonna start going.
Yes, like, literally, or we get depressed. Okay, we get riddled with anxiety, and we have a bunch of mental breakdowns all the time.
Drink, smoke.
Yep.
No,
not you personally, but I'm just saying. You know.
No, I'm too old. Now I drink. I know that. I don't drink,
yeah.
But I smoke weed, but when I drink, I just feel better. Everything tuned, everything out.
And that's what it is, you don't feel better. You're tuning things out, and you need to tune into them so you can let them go, so you don't have to worry about things.
Like, I'm free, like, I feel excited, I feel like a fun person.
Like, because alcohol drives inhibition. Inhibitions are fears our conscious mind has set up. Because when you're drunk, you don't give a fuck if people really see you. You don't care what people think. You don't care. Because you're drunk. But that's also fake. Mm. It's fake as fuck. It's fake. It's liquid courage. You know how we call it in the hood. It's liquid courage. Right?
Yeah.
You don't need
if
liquid courage.
Sober, you have to feel everything. You have to feel everything.
Yeah, but that's what we need to do. Reality only sucks when we run from it. And look at it in the wrong way.
I learned a lot. Well, I learned from a lot of things, I guess. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. I need to just sit down.
So, we're going to do the sitting bowl part. You can sit on the couch over here.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit right on the couch here and get comfortable. Like, right in the middle is good. So this is what we're gonna do. You can listen to the sound of the clock here, the clock is ticking, if you kind of feel yourself getting a little off. But we're gonna take 5 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Once I start doing the symbol, I want you to either say out loud or say to yourself. You're going to basically tell yourself the things you need to let go of. You're going to tell yourself the things that, those trigger words you have there, your anxiety, right, your, all that stuff. Okay, you're going to talk that stuff out of your subconscious. So, you're just going to say, you know, and it doesn't, you don't need to do that, but whatever it is that you feel like you need to let go of, the procrastination, all that stuff, okay? You're going to repeatedly say to yourself, I no longer procrastinate. You have to say in present tense, I am no longer procrastinating. I am no longer riddled with anxiety. I am no longer depressed. I am no longer, okay? So we're going to take 5 really deep breaths in. Put your feet flat on the floor there, okay? You can get comfortable, put your hands on your lap, okay? There you go. Take 5 deep breaths in. So just tell me how you feel a little bit.
I feel a little better, actually. I think it's clear. It's like I can drink now. I'm so over
Yeah.
I'm like, awesome. It's like the rest of my day should go smooth. I'm, it is not go smooth. It is kind of smooth. I'm gonna get a bit. I'm gonna start accepting things a little bit. And just listen and follow my gut feeling. And that's it. No more fighting. No more being afraid. I'm not gonna be angry anymore. I'm not gonna be.
I was gonna say, there you go. It's all a process. Everything's a process.
I'm really angry.
No, you're not really angry.
I'm
you're misguided, and we're gonna work on it. Yeah. You've been misguided for years. And we're gonna work on it. Yeah. We're gonna work on it.
Yes. We own with them.
There you go.
One day at a time.
There you go. There you go.
Gotta keep the faith. I will keep it.
Yeah. It's all a process. It's all right. And guess what? A long process, what happens? You stumble, you fall. I need you to realize that. That happens. That happens. But that's just to test your faith. To see how bad do you really want to change? How bad do you really want these things in your life? So, about 2 weeks, maybe back 2-3 weeks, I'll see you for another session.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I want to own. I wanted to own. Is those that are, those cards that you read on, like those, the other?
No, those are just trigger cards. They're not tarot cards. Those are just trigger cards. I just wrote those, like, trigger words. Those are just regular trigger cards.
Mm-hmm. That I needed to see in here, obviously.
That's why I do it. That's why I do it the way that I do it. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. it's you coming to face with you. Mm-hmm. So when I edit these down, I'm going to send these to you guys so you guys can listen to yourself. And I'm doing that for a reason, right? Because I want you guys to track your own growth and progress. And sometimes, because we're in the middle of it, we don't see how much we've grown. Like, you even have a different posture than when you came here. We don't see sometimes how much we grow and how much progress we're actually making, right?
Yes.
So I'm gonna send these back to y'all so that y'all can see, like, wait a minute, can't nobody tell me shit, because I already know. I can hear it in my own voice. I was doing this, I was saying these things, and now slowly but surely everything changed. I don't say those things anymore. I don't think that way anymore. It's slow, but it's gonna happen. You're gonna be all right.
Well, you know. I gotta define myself. Find and get the listener.
Yeah, so the only thing that I'm asking is to make a post and tag me, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to do this for anybody who needs it. Completely free, no strings attached, no nothing. I'm just trying to find as many people who can use some help as possible. There you go. You could tell friends, whoever you think needed, family members, I don't care. Just have them inbox me and I'll ask them a couple questions and then put them in the group and they can come get the help too.
Yeah, look at that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that was like, you know, that was just old me, like, stuff that I don't even want to admit to, but.
Can you carry a lot of tension up here, in your shoulders, neck area up here?
I got a foot disc, I just found out, was last month.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's why that's hurting me. So yeah, you said they said it's a slip disc.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say they can just like inject the stuff in there to give it the cushion back so it can realign?
I got a couple neck braces. I'm supposed to wear them, but it's hard because if I wear it, my dad ain't gonna let me wear it.
Then they're gonna think you, yeah. Yeah, so before it gets really bad and degenerates, you might want to find a couple hours a night to at least put those on, put your neck brace on or something on, because it does bother you, because your mate bothered me. So that's the only reason I know. So yeah, you might want to put your brace on at night or whatever. Just a couple hours, maybe while you sleep. At least if you do it while you sleep, that's some hours where it's able to, you know, be aligned and not, you know. Yeah. Okay. Yes, you do. Okay. Yes, you do. But it might feel a little bit better for right now. But